This recording, Iran 10, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Prey was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in deserted district of the territory. She was very happy to start a new job at suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her, more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in mirror, and washed her face in hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, pick up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated either. Her force were not fulfilled. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out lots of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." I born in Iran and I raised in Tehran, which is capital city, and I'm 37 years old and I attend school back home in my country. So I did my undergraduate in Azad University in Tehran, and I did my major was graphic design. When I remember when I was a child, you know, I always hate, you know, eating meat. And I remember one day my mom, as usual, she brought the food, I mean, for us, for me and my sister, and put it on the table for each of us. And when my mom, she left the room and to bring other things, so I grabbed my meat and under the table I give it to my sister. And then when she come back, my mom said, "Oh, good girl, you know. You are very nice," and she was really happy, you know, I had my food, but obviously I didn't. Well, it's not going to be a happiest story I'm telling right now, but it's about all the women in my country back home, Iran. Actually, we don't have any rights, and I mean, even you are educated, so you are not able to continue your education and go to like a different level of education. And after even you graduate, is no opportunity for you as a woman to work for any company, because they didn't take you seriously and they are not gonna pay you and start to abuse you in different way, which is very sad. Even though if you got married, you don't have right to raise your children. Or even if you want to go to different country, you need your husband's signature to let you go out of country. I mean, this is really ridiculous, and as I said, this is very disturbing in different level. And when you even you don't have a really happy life, and so you want a divorce, you don't have any rights to apply for the divorce. The man only the one who can apply for the divorce, and you don't have anything after you got divorced, even your own child, so you couldn't really do anything. So this is really bad. So, and after all, you know, I was decided to come to United States because it was my only choice, and I had tons of difficulty to come here to get the visa because of my governor and all the politics which we had, and unfortunately it's not really pleasant. They didn't give me a visa to come here. So after like four times, you know, I apply in different ways, so they let me to come here.